send a boy away to school to get a higher what?
Education.
And what do you call the school you send him to for the higher education?
Well, college.
What do you call Russellville? There's something special about Russellville in this county.
Well, of course, it's county seat, but we always use a term like going to Russellville. Russellville, what we call it.
What do folks around here call the thing that happened between 1861 and 1865, between the North and South?
Civil War.
They're trying to call it something new now.
Well,
the war between the states is what they call it.
Yeah, I know they do, but it's the only term we used to even know it by was Civil War.
I just wonder what expression you use in this context. You say you have police officers to keep or to maintain what?
Well, we maintain the law, I guess, we use here.
Uh-huh. Any other expression you might say there?
No. About the only peace officer we knew was the sheriff. Of course, he was 16 miles away with no way to get anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah, and as far as breaking the law, there wasn't any done. Just didn't have it.
Uh-huh. A house that nobody lives in, and people tell stories about, what would you call that house?
I guess we'd call it a haunted house.
Any other?
No.
Did you ever say a haunted house?
No.
Well, what kind of creatures would people say haunt the house?
Ghosts.
Never say spooks?
Might sometimes.
If you want to frighten a child into doing something he doesn't like to do, you say you better do that or somebody will get you.
That was an expression I never did hear used a whole lot.
Never did. Who would they say would get you?
Or maybe say a booger would get you or something like that, but that's just something I never did hear much of.